Andrew Schneider on KRLS Radio. This interview powered by Hy-Vee as we talk about the upcoming and already ongoing bowling season with head coach Brian Smith in his second year leading the program. Brian, you do have a meet under your belt we'll talk about in just a second. But first of all, what does it mean to be back with this crew again? A lot of returning faces, some of whom have been state qualifiers in the past, and those I know that have pretty high expectations for themselves this winter.
We really do have some high expectations. We've got some great kids who are excited to be out there. We've got a lot of new faces as well. And it's just really reinvigorated us as coaches to get these kids in the lanes, work with them, help them improve, not just the newer kids, but also our experienced kids, our varsity bowlers who are really throwing the ball really well. It's a lot of fun, and it's been great to be back out there on the lanes with them.
Well, and we're catching up after you've already had a meet. In fact, the Tulip City Showdown, if you will, happened in Oskaloosa with the lanes over there now, of course, and obviously some very strong performances to kick off the season, both boys and girls. A couple of, I know, top 10 scores in there in terms of the program's history. So obviously a really strong start with that returning crew. Your thoughts about Monday and what it meant to kick off the season with some pretty high scores.
Yeah, we had some really good scores on both sides. Our boys, we had 3 400 series bowled over two games. Carter and Alex and Xander really threw the ball really well. Jack Weaver is one of our new varsity bowlers, and he did a nice job in his first varsity appearance for the season. And on the girls' side, you know, we had some good numbers, especially in the Baker team roll-offs. Individually, I think we're just kind of scratching the surface. Taylor and Xavier and McKenna are great bowlers, and I don't think they really got to where their potential is. So I think once we get them ramped up, I think both teams are going to be very, very dangerous this season.
And looking at the makeup of your roster on the boys team, again, Carter Fahler was a state qualifier once upon a time, still a really young guy for how long he's been around and competing at a varsity level. As you mentioned, a couple of those other names also are returning, which I imagine has to be exciting. And a lot of guys who aren't just returning just to come out for bowling, those who are practicing in the offseason too.
Yeah, we've got five bowlers on our varsity team with varsity experience. You mentioned Carter, and Alex Bashara was very close last year. Xander Becky is a really talented bowler who I think is just going to keep – he might be the next big thing on our varsity team. And all three of them are state qualifying potential. And then, you know, Christian and Davis both have at least a half season of varsity experience under their belts. And then with Jack in there, we've got a lot of experience. And I think that's going to help them as the season goes on. They kind of know what to expect. They know what they're getting into. They know what the competition looks like. And we're going to be really good, I think.
On the girls' side, already flirting with the number 2,000, which I know is a pretty impressive score. And again, also a similar story, a handful of returners, those who were either on varsity or JV last year. Taylor Walker, who I know I interviewed a couple of years ago as well. So again, similar story, right? You know, a couple of key returners and then a few others who have some experience on the girls'
side. Yes, you're right. We've got three girls coming back on the varsity team with Taylor and Xavier and McKenna. We lost about half our varsity team, so two of our girls bowled JV last year, Peyton Donaldson and Cammy Smith, bowled some JV last year, and so they're making their move up to varsity. And then Aurora Rankin is a freshman this year who has actually a lot of league experience. She took a couple of years off, so we're in the process of getting her back into some good habits and throwing the ball well. And all of them bowled really well. And you're right, we were four pins away from that magical 2,000 number. And, you know, that's a team that set a lot of school records and broke a lot of top fives last year. And I fully expect they're going to do it a lot again this year, too.
Here with Brian Smith, head coach of the Pella Bowling Teams, this interview powered by Hy-Vee, as we check in to preview largely the season that just started with a win over Pella Christian on Monday night. And let's kind of then shift gears overall to the schedule again. Obviously, we talked about it more extensively last year. There are no true home meets in the sense that there's no bowling alley here in the city limits. But you have been going to Newton. In fact, you're going to have a couple of technically road matches to go to Newton. How has that been so far? And again, very good competition no matter where you're traveling, but still having to deal with the travel portion.
Yeah, I mean, the travel is an adjustment, and I think it kind of affects maybe who comes out to bowl, and I understand that. Cardinal Lanes has been a great partner with us, and Christy out at Newton has been really good to allow us to get our practices in. We do share the lanes with them, but they give us we kind of split the house in half, and we get eight lanes, and it's good to get that practice in. We're going twice a week now, which is really, really beneficial to our team. But they are kind of road matches even when they're home matches. So we bowl Newton next Monday. They've got a very good team, and then we'll have the Newton tournament next Saturday as well. And that'll give us a really good barometer as far as how we compare to some of the other schools in our conference. The Two Rivers Conference is pretty deep. We've had a lot of competition with, you know, Oskaloosa's been very good, Newton and Bondurant's been good as well. So Norwalk, we've got some good competition, but I think we've improved a lot, and I think our kids are going to put us right there in the thick things.
And in terms of the schedule itself, you do have four meets between our conversation here and the winter break coming up, three of which take place at Cardinal Lanes, including a home match against Ballard to end the year. And then, as you mentioned, Oskaloosa, some of those other powerful schools you'll see, traditional powers, I should say, in bowling on their way in January. A little bit spread out as it can be, especially when you're having to travel more and don't have a home site, so to speak. But it looks like that primarily staying in the conference and a couple of other peaks outside the conference to get you a mix of competition.
Yeah, we will have Davis County come back in as part of a triangular with Knoxville again this year. We've bowled with them the past couple of years, and so they're kind of out of conference. ADM has actually joined our conference this year. I think they just started their team this season, so we will go bowl up at Adel, and I think that'll be an interesting match because, from what I understand, that's a fairly tough house to shoot at. So we've got some really cool opportunities to bowl some friendly foes and a new school as well. And I think it's going to give the kids a little bit more to look forward to, that we're not bowling the same kids over and over. But we've got really good competition. You know, all these bowlers know each other from, you know, bowling tournaments together, bowling league against each other. And that makes it fun as well, that they kind of have a little bit of built-in competition outside of, you know, Pella versus Oski or Pella versus Newton. So that's going to make it a lot more fun.
And on the last note, we talked earlier about expectations, and this is a program now that I believe is in its 9th or 10th year now, since it was revitalized back when I first got here, shortly after I got here, almost 10 years ago now, and one that has kind of cracked at the surface and the ceiling a little bit in terms of growth. Obviously, we're a school that celebrates a ton of success in other sports. We're coming off of the greatest fall in school history, and obviously other sports are going to be phenomenal this year. Bowling hasn't quite had that shine yet. You've had a couple of state qualifiers. You've hit some milestones I know that have been important. How close are you to maybe starting to break some of the other ceilings, especially with these strong rosters? And how exciting is that to know that you might start having more conversations about team success and having multiple qualifiers as opposed to the one or two that you've had in the past?
Yeah, we're right there. I feel like we're right there. We've got some real talent. And, you know, we said, well, our theme this season is We Believe. And that stems from the fact that we've had such a great athletics program within the Pella School District. You referenced the fall sports and how great they were. But not just that, you know, all of the sports, you know, girls tennis winning a state title last year, the basketball teams consistently being good, soccer being good, you know, and then the other activity, you know, show choir and band are constantly recognized as being state tops in the state. Why not us? You know, we've never taken a team since this program has been a school-sponsored event. We've never taken a team to state. And I feel really confident that this year, next year, that's going to break our way. Now, that doesn't mean we don't have a lot of work ahead of us, but I think we're going to be very competitive. And I feel like we've got just as good a shot this year as we've had in any previous year.
Well, it should be a whole lot of fun. Again, opening with a win over Pella Christian this past Monday. Four meets between now and winter break, scattered in December, and then really hitting the teeth of the season in January. That's head coach Brian Smith of the Pella Bowling Teams. This interview is powered by Hy-Vee. Brian, appreciate your time. Good to catch up. And I know that we'll have a chance to talk every 3 weeks or so this winter, get some of the kids on as well. And hopefully by February, we're talking about those high expectations coming to fruition. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, Andrew. Appreciate your time, sir.